it's just a group of people, you know, just general public who are there to represent sort of people from different backgrounds who may be able to contribute and help the police and things in terms of just making sure that everyone's treated equally. So basically, I mean, you know, when I joined it, I didn't really know enough about it at the time, but it kind of appealed to me because I thought, okay, I'm Asian, I've been brought up in the UK, I've been here since I was two, and, you know, in terms of my culture and my beliefs and things like that, I'm still very much, you know, aware of them and practicing. And people do see reports in the media and they think, well, you know, this person with a disabilities weren't treated in the right way, or, you know, you hear lots of press reports say about how the police are treating people. And I think certainly after, I think this all spurred up from the Stephen Lawrence case, and I think the police have certainly had a lot more focus on them since then, and they're very much aware of the sensitivities of these cases. So I think that's where it's sort of coming from. But in terms of what we do, there's about a group of about eight of us. Mm-hmm. We're all different backgrounds, and we get together sort of every month or on particular occasions or particular events that the police may be doing where they'd like our opinion on it or for us to come along to these events. I get called too, and we all sort of get called if it's a particular issue, you know, like since I look after Central Edinburgh. And so I may get a call if, say, the police are dealing with a particular case where there may be sensitivities attached where, with regard to, say, Asian women, Muslim women, Muslim families, anything like that. So, for instance, if they're dealing with a case where they, you know, it could be a murder case. So not long ago in Edinburgh, there was a murder case. And I think I was probably one of the first lay advisors who was wrong about that, and, you know, and it was a Muslim.
What was that like as an experience to work on a murder case?
It was amazing. I was quite kind of taken aback in a way in that you are given, you know, you're given that responsibility in that, you know, you're not any more than just a member of the public, but you've got your background, you've got your, you know, you've got that knowledge which perhaps somebody else may not have. And I felt quite privileged to be able to be part of that, to actually go into a briefing with the police and to hear about details about this. And it's all very confidential, not the sort of thing that you would go into and then you come back and say, hey, do you know what I heard about? But you'd have to, you know, you have to be very sensitive to the fact. And then you realise, you know, it kind of hits home where you think, actually, you know, this is not about the bill, this is not about a TV programme, this is reality, and these are things that are happening in our community. And, you know, if I can somehow do anything to help the situation, because you see both sides of it, you think, well, there are families involved, there are sensitivities involved, and if I can certainly help the police in any way to make them aware. For instance, in this particular case, I was called in and they sort of told me the details. I went to the police briefing and they went through the details of the actual case and things and what they found out, whatever, which was quite sort of eye-opening for me. Which I thought, wow, you know, that's quite amazing. I didn't know they could do things like that. But also, it was also issues like, you know, whoever the families that were involved, their sensitivities attached there. There's a whole culture issue because, for instance, you know, within our culture, if somebody passes away, whether it be some traumatic incident like this, or just generally if somebody dies, then it's a normal thing within our culture, within the Muslim culture, and I think a lot of the Eastern cultures, where, you know, people will go to that house, people will be there to give condolences, people will not, you know, they will bring food and they'll be there praying and they'll be trying to support the family. So you will find in a house where there's been a death that there's loads and loads of people. It's almost not a party atmosphere, but there's a lot of people there and kids running around and this and that. So somebody perhaps who's not part of that culture, if they were to walk in and see that, they'd be completely perplexed as to what's this going on? Why are they doing this? And shouldn't they be left alone to, you know, to grieve and all sorts of things. But the thing is, but that is part of the culture. So it's a matter of, like, you know, I could say to the police, you know, when the family liaison officers went in and stuff, that, well, because it was difficult for them to talk to the right people or whatever, that, look, you know, you will find a situation where there are a lot of people there. The reason that they're there is because the culture is such that everyone gets together and offers support to the family. So it's little things, you know, and sometimes I kind of felt like, gosh, in a big case like this, how can I help? But it was just basic things which come naturally to me because I'm aware of the culture and things. And to be able to just say to somebody, you know, who's investigating the case, that, listen, you know, Friday may not be a good day for you guys to go there or to get them at the mosque or something, because, you know, it's Friday and everyone goes to the mosque, and if something horrific like this has happened, then they're really probably not wanting the attention to be put on them in a mosque where the whole community is.
It sounds like it's been a very positive experience for you. Are you going to be carrying on in your role, and what you might say to people who are coming to the event later today, who are thinking of maybe joining?
Well, I would say that I certainly have no desire to get out of it at the moment. If anything, I'm even more intrigued to find out more about, you know, getting more involved as a diversity lay advisor. I would recommend it to anyone who's coming today, because I think it's really important, because sometimes these things are a bit distant. People think, I've got nothing to do with the police, you know, I've got disability, or I've got this background or that background. What do the police want with me? How can I help them? But actually, you know, you can help them.